Item 7, from the Real Estate Agent, Economic Development Division, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to declare as excess property 6215 West National Avenue, West Allis, Wisconsin, and to enter into a sale agreement with the City of West Allis.
All right. Please identify yourself for the record.
My name is David Cialdini. I am the Real Estate Agent for Economic Development.
Any comments that you want to make about the proposal before us?
The offer itself is rather clean. It is from the City of West Allis. The biggest issue I see regarding this deal is resolution file number 01017, which was passed declaring that the economic development or the county would not deal with municipalities who are currently assessing stormwater management fees. The City of West Allis is currently one of those municipalities. Just to give you a little bit of history there, representatives from both economic development and county parks have been in discussion with representatives from West Allis, and we are optimistic that a resolution is going to be found quickly, and both parties understand that this deal right here that we are looking at would solely be contingent upon a successful agreement regarding that.
Is there a counteroffer to the offer requiring that contingency?
We did not draft one. We are handling it just through verbal negotiations. We can certainly draft a formal counteroffer stating that that acceptance would be based off of that.
Would it be helpful that to you that the committee weigh in on that contingency?
I'm sorry, ma'am?
With regard to putting in a counteroffer, would you?
I'm certainly open to that. We've been more than happy to draft one.
I don't know if the committee understands the issue. The City of West Allis is one of the cities that still charges a stormwater fee for county properties, whereas I believe a majority of municipalities have waived that. Part of the problem is that a lot of these municipalities also have stormwater that empties into the riverways that pass through county lands, but they are charging the stormwater fee. That happens in almost all municipalities. But for county properties, they then are charging a stormwater fee. So for the most part, we have agreements throughout the municipalities in which the municipality waives that fee for county property. That is not true in West Allis. They are now seeking to purchase this property, and it's informally being suggested that a resolution of that issue be reached before the consummation of this offer. And it may be helpful to have a counteroffer requiring that. So the committee's pleasure on it, our county representative is open to it.
Madam Chair.
Supervisor Mann.
I would like to find out from my representative, do we really need to, if you think the negotiation's going great, I mean going good and going to solve this issue, why would you want this committee to weigh in on this and to make it seem like it's heavy-handed that this committee say, you must do this or we're not going to work with you? Because there's going to be another opportunity to kick at the cap on other things dealing with the West Allis.
Mm-hmm.
With West Allis. There's going to be a number of things. Block, even though we manage a block grant, we do a number of things with them. We should establish a partnership. It's just going to be heavy-handed. I don't know.
Madam Chairwoman, committee members, I don't believe the negotiations with West Allis to this point have been heavy-handed.
No, I'm talking about we put this in there to be heavy-handed.
Oh, the counteroffer? It is possible. Like I said earlier, the negotiations have been going well. I think West Allis is very receptive to our position. There has been considerable turnover there since this whole dust-up originally surfaced years ago. West Allis has considerable interest in this property. They are very eager to make it work. And I don't think it's unreasonable that that we can come to a mutual resolution without having to draft a formal counteroffer stating as much.
Your resolution, however, has the approval of the transaction. I don't know how other committee members feel, but I would be concerned about approving a resolution if that's not resolved. Supervisor Schmidt.
Are we going to hear from anybody in the county or economic development director here? I guess I'm a little somewhat uncomfortable, too. Obviously, we're asking to do some depending. The gentleman, you just said that it would not be done unless an agreement would be made. And I guess I want to hear that verified. I mean, our relationship with the municipalities in West Dallas has been good all the way. I know Mr. Stiebel's been a long time and a consistent economic development director there. I think we've had a relationship with him over time that's been good. So I don't know why we couldn't have tweaked this a little bit before we came and presented this. I mean, if we said we're in the process, can we get this done before it came here, or is this just a perfunctory? I guess I want to hear from our economic development director, too, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Identify yourself for the record. And then.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. T. Gwaley Smith, the economic development director. In the actual resolution, it says, whereas the conveyance of this property would be contingent upon West Dallas signing an agreement, okay, which would end all future fees and assessments on county property and municipality. Okay. So I think as far as your decision today, it is covered in that regard. I think Mr. Cialdini was responding specifically to where in the process a counteroffer gets drafted and the actual agreement. So we have an offer on file. We are proposing tweaking that by saying we're only going to accept this, which you're doing by the resolution and the requisite report. Assuming that you support this and do sign off on it, then we would draft an amended offer, a counteroffer, to stipulate that. So I think it is part of what's before you today, and I think that this is to the benefit of the county, not only to dispose of the holding costs of this property and bring in some income for the county, but most importantly to set to rest what has been a previous issue of stormwater management for East and West Dallas.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I want to move approval, Madam Chair.
All right. I think that does also address the issue, so. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. What line is that, Director?
That is lines 33 through 35 of the resolution.
Our resolution is not the same version.
I can read that. Lines 33 through okay. 36 states, whereas the conveyance of this property would be contingent upon West yeah. Dallas signing an agreement which would end all future fees and assessment on county property in the municipality. And then the resolved is just that is authorized to declare said parcel as excess property and be allowed to enter into sales agreement with the City of West Dallas. Of course, the resolved clause includes all of the whereas provisions.
Madam Chair.
Supervisor okay. Mayo.
Now, Mr. Chief, this is saying that you already have this they understand this is in a resolution. So it's not coming from this committee that you already negotiated, say this is going to be our what's the word, counteroffer, and this is going to be an agreement because you already set the tone and stated with them about this, correct?
That is correct, and so that would that decision has to go through their public body as well. We decided to do a dual-track process just given the timing of them wanting to turn this into a parking lot, and if we were to wait for a 1-2 step, either they go first or we go first, it would delay this into essentially the non-asphalt months, and they want to try to get asphalt down on this property.
All right.
Any other comments or concerns? Thank you for that clarification. And there's a resolution. Supervisor Schmidt, did you move?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
All right. Supervisor Schmidt moved approval. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
On the motion to approve, Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Johnson.
Excused.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
There are 6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you. All right. Madam Clerk, please call item 8.